where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Local dignitaries are demanding more details be disclosed about expansion plans at a Dresden area dump. Lambton County Council has directed staff to submit a comment before the March 16th deadline. Infrastructure and Development Services GM Jason Cole called the proximity of the site to Don Euphemia and the expected traffic extremely concerning.
An increase of the magnitude that they have identified within their amendment through the Environmental Registry Ontario process contains very little detailed information. And even in the public sessions that have been presented, there's been very few answers as to detailed information about how the site is intended to operate.
York One Environmental Waste Solutions has requested provincial approval for a facility that would accept 6,000 tons of material a day, amounting to as many as 700 trucks visiting the site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don Euphemia Mayor Alan Broad says the fact the company hasn't even shared a traffic study is ludicrous. Discovery Healthcare Camps are returning for another year to try to get more high school students interested in healthcare. Dr. Victor Ng says what you learn during the 5-day Discovery Healthcare Camp varies depending on the discipline that you choose.
Some of the more common skills that the students will be involved with include suturing, simple casting. Some of the students have learned and observed how to take blood draws for laboratory examination and things like that. We've also had students been exposed to different public health initiatives.
In partnership with Bluewater Health and Lambton College, Camps in Sarnia will run July 8th to the 12th. Ontario's jails have seen a dramatic increase in the number of inmates over the past year, with the majority of the facilities well over capacity. The Canadian Press says as of September 30th, 2023, there was an average of 8,889 people in provincial jails, well over the 7,848-person capacity. Milton's Maplehurst Correction Complex was the most overcrowded last year, with an average inmate population of 1,188, but official capacity for 887. Elgin Middlesex Detention Center in London, with space for 353 inmates, was a close second, with 133% capacity, with an average of 471 inmates. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says the Liberals are moving too slow in the development of a national school food program and want to see plans in the upcoming budget. The NDP has agreed to support the minority government on key parliamentary votes until 2025 in exchange for movement on shared priorities. The federal budget is set to be released April 16th. And the 190-year-old Canaterra Cabin is still on track to be rebuilt this year. It'll go up at Lambton Heritage Museum and will become the oldest building on the property. Curator and supervisor Dana Thorne says 17 logs will need to be replaced first. Thorne says a celebratory event will be held once the cabin is rebuilt. Cloudy this morning, then clearing, becoming sunny with a high of 12. Few clouds for tonight, a low of 2. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers tomorrow, a high of 14. For Saturday, rain is expected, a high of 8.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.